Translation. After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who will be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. So if you repeat each phrase after me, purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy. Shishi Radhagokul Nanda ki jai. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self, or the knowledge of self-realization. Without self-realization, philosophy is dry speculation or a waste of time and energy. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right knowledge of one's own self, and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from the material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. This material world is fearfulness. Its prisoners are always fearful, as within a prison house. In a prison house, no one can violate the jail rules and regulations, and violating the rules means another term for extension of the prison life. Similarly, we in this material existence are always fearful. This fearfulness is called anxiety. Everyone in material life, in all species and varieties of life, is full of anxieties, either by the breaking of or without breaking the laws of nature. Liberation or mukti means getting relief from these constant anxieties. This is possible only when anxiety is changed to devotional service of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. This is done in the association of a learned philosopher like the self-realized Sukadeva Goswami, the great son of Sri Vyasadeva. Maharaj Parikshit, after receiving the warning of his death, took advantage of this opportunity by association with Sukadeva Goswami and achieved the desired result. This is a sort of imitation of this reciting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men, and their foolish audience thinks that they will be free from the clutches of the material attachment and attain a life of fearlessness. I'll just repeat that. There is a sort of imitation of this reciting and hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men, and their foolish audience thinks they will be free from the clutches of material attachment and attain a life of fearlessness. Such imitative hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is a caricature only, and one should not be misled by such a performance of Bhagavatam Sapta, undertaken by ridiculous greedy fellows who maintain an establishment of material enjoyment. Om Janatim Randasya Jananjana Salakaya Tapsuon Militam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kopa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanabheyo Vaishnavabheyo Namo Namaha. So, that brief introduction of the request that somehow we may get the blessings for hearing about this particular verse and this wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. And it is, we need the blessings. It's a formal request to our acharyas and present acharyas that they will bless us in this hearing and chanting of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we too will get understanding from this, either by what is heard as a sound vibration, but actually is how we relate to it in ourselves. That actually, what does this say to me about my self-realization? A personal message will be conveyed to each one of us in a different way. Or maybe not. Maybe the same way. But certainly the super soul will assist in this. And but also, I also pray for the blessings of the Bhagavatam itself by this prayer. Samsara sagre magnam dinamam kuruniti karma grahaya kritangam mamudava bhavamava. I've fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death, and I'm totally distressed. My karma is like crocodiles ready to bite me. O ocean of mercy, please pick me up from the ocean of material existence. Srimad Bhagavata Kiyayoyam Praktyacha Krishna Eva Hi Savikos Kritoshi Mayanata Mutaya Bhavasagare. The Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Krishna himself. O my Lord, to get released from this cycle of birth and death, I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Manarate madayoyam sabhala savadaitvaya nivaganeva kartavyam dasaham tava Keshava. My dear Keshava, I am your servant. Please fulfill this desire of mine in serving you through the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the actual Bhagavatam is the person, Krishna. He's speaking to us, and it's a special message. It's a rescue plan. But looking at this wonderful purport, there's so much in it actually to tell us. Material knowledge means ignorance, ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. And that's certainly what we've been born into. We've got a body. We've been given this body according to our past lives, existence, and activities and desires. It's if we're not careful, it will take the material path, the path where we worship Krishna's energy for our body needs and our false ego, you know, that's always there waiting. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is the formula, it's the medicine of this conditioned nature. So what we're doing, We're after spiritual knowledge. And but the thing that Prabhupada, he says, the one thing about this body, and I was hearing the other day, it was on Nectar Devotion class, tape 9. He was speaking that this body, we cannot change it. You cannot change the body. And it's got a mind and intelligence that has been materially created. It's there. But he then says, so, what do we do? How can we change our nature to our real nature? And he said, you should understand that whatever you are doing now, all of you, that you are creating your next body. Just understand this. So all this hearing of Bhagavatam, the serving and carrying out devotional service that you have now, you're creating your spiritual body. And this is the amazing thing. It's a standing point that the body that we don't seek, that the remedy for this body, bodily nature, so many cures, so-called, so many medicines, so-called, so many philosophies, so-called. But Bhagavatam is giving us the perfect medicine. Now, having said that, we've got to change for our new life. It's forthcoming. Philosophy means to seek the right knowledge of one's own self, or the knowledge of self-realization. Without self-realization, the philosophy is dry speculation or a waste of time and energy. So, this is the wonderful thing, actually. Bhagavatam can also attract jnanis and analyzing. And we can analyze, but it doesn't give us the essence. We need a person to guide us in hearing. It's in Bhagavad Gita, I think it's chapter 9. It gives us a very nice lead into this. Excuse me, this is my master reference. I'm not a learned scholar, so I prefer to read the words. This is the English translation. He said, I shall now, the personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, you are never envious of me. I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved from the miseries of material existence. This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest of knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. Now, it's everlasting, eternal. It's always the same. It doesn't change. It's not like this, like that. It may be this, it may not be that. It's telling us that this is the knowledge that, but having understood, he says, it's the perfection of religion. Religion can be a ritual that is an activity that we can be doing in two ways. We can be doing it in devotion, or we can be doing it in a performance for others. There are two different things. One is motivated personally. One is for another's pleasure, the Supreme Lord. And there's the thing where Prabhupada was asked, how should we sing this Harinam? You know that the people will be attracted. And he said that actually, that we should be singing in such a way to please Krishna, not the listeners. We're not there to please them. We're there to sing in devotion and glorify Krishna. Everything else will follow. It is a sound vibration. It is an expression of love, a glorification of the Lord. So again, we see this contrast. If we're not careful, I can sing like this and people will like it. No, we're not doing that. We're trying to please the Lord. Very different thing. You know, we can have the worst voice. But that's not the criteria. It is the devotion. And so we start to go into this verse. We start to see where our anxiety, it will tell us about how we redirect our anxiety. It says then here, and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from the material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. Now this is Prabhupada at its best. He says we can get this right knowledge of one's own self. We can get free from material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. This is very beautiful because it is his kingdom. But their fearlessness is not for themselves. When one is absorbed in service, that actually somehow or other, that you'll find when in the absorption, there is the protection. That actually you don't really notice the circumstances. It's there, I mean the physical, like cold we were talking about, where it's very cold. So what can we do about it? We try and take practical means, isn't it? You're out on Sankirtan, somehow or other, you prepare yourself in such a way that you can concentrate on your service. Has to be. You know why? In such a way, put in some austerity that's unneeded. We don't need austerity because this will distract us. This is me. I'm austere. Look how wonderful what I'm doing. It's a self-conscious thing. It's not self-realization. Self-realization means Krishna consciousness. Something. It's not us. It's about his pleasure in every way. And then it says here that the material world is fearfulness. So that's a nice statement too. It's fearfulness. And actually, this should be understood. There's nice verse, Bhagavad Gita again. He gives us a little reason why. And it's the last verse of chapter 5. I'll read the English translation. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all the planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all the living entities, attains peace from the pangs of the material miseries. It's where we direct our consciousness. He says, a person in full consciousness of me. This is a very nice verse in Bhagavad Gita too. It says in chapter 6, if for one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. It's very beautiful, isn't it? But it's reassuring. He says that I'm your well-wisher. We need that. Well-wishing is a very nice thing. If somebody's your well-wisher in a relationship, it'll go on. They may tell you off, or they may encourage you. You know, one will chastise spiritual master. He'll encourage and he'll tell you off. He'll correct you. But why? Because it's out of affection. And in this way, he's your well-wisher. She's your well-wisher. So we need a well-wisher in spiritual life. Each other. Well-wisher. We are together. We're a team. That we should be each other's well-wishers. We're different from each other. But we should know we're all under different conditions of the modes of material nature. We have certain characters. But we should understand too, they do in the spiritual realm too. And they argue in service. They fight with Krishna. They'll defeat him. They'll defeat each other. Or they'll say, no, you go. But it's all for Krishna's pleasure. It's enriching. It says in the Bhagavatam Canto 4, I can't remember if it's chapter 20 or 31, but it says, you know, when you engage in the devotional service, the Lord within, he makes everything ever fresh, ever new. And you know, I found that in the shoe room this morning. That was a really ever fresh, ever new service. Why? Because we are in different circumstances, different situation. There was obstacles. There were so many things happening. And I remember there's two people coming through. And I said, please stop a second. How did you get through? Because I was trying to clean the two things. One thought I was going to chastise them. And they whizzed off. And the other one stayed to hear what I said. I said, look, I need to know because then I know what to expect for my service. If I have this knowledge, I can act accordingly. So it was becoming ever fresh, ever new. It was dynamic. It was changing. And so all of a sudden, we find out that actually the question I had to ask was not to chastise or anything. It could have been, you know, knowing me. You know, but it wasn't. In this case, I needed to know for the service sake. And so, in the sake of service, you know, like Govinda, he crossed over Lord Chaitanya, stepped over him to massage him. You shouldn't step over anybody. Super soul's in there. It's an offense. Soul's in there. It's an offense. But for the sake of service, he did it. This was his motivation. But when it was prasadam time, he didn't go to prasadam because it meant crossing over Lord Chaitanya. And that was for the sake of his bodily demands. No, he wasn't going to do it. He was going to obey the sastra. He knew that somehow that's there. And maybe this is a particular bit of austerity that it's worth it. You know, for the sake of the Lord. I want to please him no matter what. Follow sastra, don't follow sastra. Both would please. Interesting, isn't it? So it's ever fresh, ever new. This fearfulness is called anxiety. Everyone in material life, in all species and varieties of life of nature, it is in all the species and varieties of life. They're full of anxieties, either breaking or without breaking the laws of nature. So both ways. If we're not breaking the laws of nature, you're still going to have some suffering. It's just going to happen. You can't help it. But I'm a devotee. This shouldn't happen. Oh, yes. But it must happen. We're in a fearful place that's going to give you this thing. So there's expectation. You should understand. Expectations. Mother disappointment, isn't it? You know, have no expectations from anywhere or anything. This is our preconception based on our maybe desires, our wants. So, preconception, Prabhupada says, don't take shelter of the results of your activities. You may be perfect in your activities, but it may not turn out how you think. The results are Krishna's. He's in charge. So this is Krishna. For one who sees everything in Krishna. Everything in me, he says. I'm never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. If you can have this grasp that your fearlessness, your anxiety, whatever you're going through, is Krishna's pleasure, actually. That somehow or other, that this devotee is like this. And Mahabharata's full of that. It's exciting. You see what people go through and their difficulties. But it's also glorious, isn't it? Jesus, glorious. He was on the cross. Glorious in a material society. He was just trying to pass the word of God. But it's a terrible world. It's full of terrible things happening. So this is possible only when the anxiety is changed to the devotional service of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a chance to change the quality of anxiety. So, it says here, Srimad Bhagavatam gives us a chance to change the quality and anxiety from matter to spirit. This is done in association of a learned philosopher, like the self-realized Sukadev Goswami, the great son of Sri Vyasadeva, Maharaj Parikshit. After receiving the warning of death, he took advantage of this opportunity of the association of Sukadeva Goswami and achieved the desired result. So, whether it be the spiritual guide, your spiritual masters, your shiksha gurus, mentors, whatever we call them, they're guides in our practices, that they're to assist us on this journey back to Krishna. And we shouldn't be looking for the result of anything other than trying to satisfy that instruction, that guidance. And if we're unsure of what this guidance is telling us, we have to inquire. It says submissively, in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4. Go to the self-realized soul. They can impart knowledge of you, for you, that they have seen the truth. How do they see the truth? They practiced it in their own life. Prabhupada, what can you say? He practiced it in his own life. He was telling you what he was seeing. inside. He was looking in himself and his experience and his knowledge that was coming from super soul. That this super soul somehow was getting Prabhupada to speak in such a way we could understand. So Mother Vishakha's husband, Yadubar, was writing to her from time to time when they first came to Krishna consciousness. And I remember one particular letter Yadubar wrote to her. He was touring around with Prabhupada at the time. Mother Vishakha, she was in an ashram in America. And she was experiencing things with devotees there. And he was experiencing Prabhupada. And in this letter, he said, "The one thing I notice about Srila Prabhupada, nobody could defeat him. Nobody." And he said, "Then also another thing, yet," and this knowledge, he was trying to share this knowledge that nobody could understand. He spoke it in his prayers on the boat. He was speaking that, "How can I make them understand?" He was speaking, praying to Krishna, "How can I make them understand? They are full of material inebrities. They couldn't understand. So he's bringing them this knowledge. They'll never understand." Well, you know, but he said, but somehow or other, he was speaking in such a way they could understand. Prabhupada, by his prayers, he prayed for empowerment. He asked help from what happens. It's like the prayer of the, it's in the Alcoholics Anonymous. I came aware that I was no longer in control of my addiction. So I handed my activities over to the Supreme Power. We hand over our activities to the Supreme Power. We have to have Krishna's help in whatever we do, whether it be activating the body, our breath, even our breath. This life has a purpose. Give me a purpose. Give me an understanding what I should do. Tell me, guide me, help me through this service I now have to do. So then he says here, so Sukadeva Goswami did that. He went to self-realize, so he sought guidance. There is a sort of imitation of this reciting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men, and their foolish audience thinks they will get free from the clutches of the material attachment and attain a life of fearlessness. He says here, Prabhupada then says, such imitative hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is a caricature only. It's like a cartoon. You know, it looks funny, or it sort of creates emotions. You know, like these computer cartoons. You know, it sort of, kids are really attracted to it, but it's all artificial emotions, artificial this and that, happiness and all that. So it's a caricature only, and one should not be misled by such a performance of the Bhagavatam Sapta, undertaken by ridiculous greedy fellows to maintain an establishment of material enjoyment. Now, I was listening to Mother Ermila speak on this verse, and she was speaking about this, that the Prabhupada was asked this same question: is there any good going to come out of just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? And, you know, he was actually unrelenting in his opinion there, that he didn't change this tune, that actually Shor Srimad Bhagavatam is being read. And the people, he says, the world is full of the cheaters and the cheated. But both don't know they're cheating. That's their way of life. They think it's okay. Even the cheated think it's okay. And what he's trying to say in very powerful terms here, that they're being misguided. That actually it won't help. So don't think that you got all these speakers that are coming round to different temples and they're professional people, that this will help you. Don't go to those temples. Don't hear it. It's not good sound vibration. And I give you an example of that. Mother Kalangana, I asked her, I had a lot of spiritual music, like classical music, that was related to God. And I asked her, should I still listen to this in some way? And she said, didn't answer yes or no. Tricky it was. She said, actually, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he's brought us a certain sound vibration. And she just left it at that. So we should know that. I knew straight in my mind what it meant to me. But I could have taken it either way. If I wanted still to hear this other sound vibration, I can do it. But it's not going to help me get closer to Prabhupada. He's our Shiksha Guru for lifetimes and lifetimes. You know, so it makes clear the understand that what Prabhupada says is very important if we can follow it. We should try to follow it. There's many things being done for the sake of preaching. We've got to be very careful. Because if we're not careful, we're teaching different ways, which they're wondering then later, well, Prabhupada says this, and yet we're doing this. You've got to be very careful. Because if you change things, it's a subtle thing that the new people coming in think that this is what it is. There's some confusion. No, still we must give Prabhupada, we must give Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's essential. Then they can question. But first, we introduce it in such a way that how it can be attractive and it's good in their lives. We give them what they can do according to their ability. So you give them. Yes, we should go vegetarian. It took me 2 years, but it was a gradual process. It wasn't straight a thing. So the goal is that we should do it, but it took me time to get into it. But the more I read the books, the more I heard Prabhupada's lectures, the more it changed me. That actually I became convinced in such a way that I must do it somehow. And then I came to the manor and went to odd classes, cooking classes and things like that, so that people could do it, were doing it and practicing it. So we have to be careful that we don't make it enjoyment for the sake of our enjoyment. It's Krishna's enjoyment. The anxiety is how to please Krishna. That's Lord Chaitanya. He was in anxiety all the time. I'm most falling. I shouldn't be alive. If I love Krishna, it's unbearable. So I'm still here, suffering. This was Lord Chaitanya's message. So he says, we worship Krishna in separation. That actually we should be anxious to get to him in whatever way we can. And whatever anxieties we go through, it's worth it. It's part of our, in Bhagavad Gita, it says, whatever difficulties you go through, do it for me. Do it for me. And then you know that actually, that if you follow, there's peace of mind. Peace is not, is the one that, when you're in a loving relationship, you can be peaceful because you're with a well-wisher. And this is what we're trying to be taught, that this Bhagavad Gita, this Bhagavatam, is our well-wisher. It's telling us, what do they say? Veda's mother, Veda Mata. It's the knowledge that cares about us. The mum cares about us, doesn't she? You can't stop her nature. You can't stop the nature of Bhagavatam. You can't stop the nature of Bhagavad Gita. It cares about us. And if we have that feeling that this is real caring, it'll help us. Because then we'll say, yes, I must do it. It's good for me. I'm like a naughty child, needs to be guided. All of us need guidance. So, see what happens. It's an experiment with our lives. That's the only gambling we're allowed. Gamble our life. Okay. So, I think there's maybe any comments, questions that I can think of.